umbrella, we employed it. By August, she was mine. Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Donald Trump wants to take our country backward.
Vice President Kamala Harris has just kicked off a multi-million dollar ad blitz. Correspondent Nancy Cordes has details from the White House.
Their first ad just about her. It's worth $50 million across battleground states, and it's being aired ahead of the Democratic National Convention. We also learned that Harris will have a special guest in Atlanta today. That's rapper Megan Thee Stallion, who announced that she'll join the vice president at her rally in the battleground state of Georgia.
A leading contender to become Harris' running mate, North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper's taken himself out of contention. Former President Donald Trump is weighing in on the possibility of debating Harris. He tells Fox,
"The answer is yes, I'll probably end up debating. I think actually the debate should take place before the votes start being cast."
Lawmakers on Capitol Hill will grill the man put in charge of the Secret Service after the attempted assassination of Mr. Trump. Correspondent Scott McFarlane.
The U.S. Secret Service's acting director sits for questioning today before a pair of Senate panels about that agency's calamitous failure on July 13th, how there was miscommunication, how there were failures to find that suspicious person.
In Caracas, protesters attacked a National Guard member as violence spread following authoritarian President Nicolas Maduro's claim of a re-election victory. But the opposition candidate says he has proof his team won in a landslide. CBS's Lilia Luciano is the only U.S. network correspondent in Venezuela.
The opposition has called for peaceful but massive protests, as they say, for people to defend the truth and allow for a transition to happen. There is grave concern about what they could be met with.
An appeals court has blocked the transportation department's new rule forcing airlines to tell you exactly what you're paying for up front.
The airline industry had asked the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals to block the rule. The court did so, saying a full review was necessary. But the court also said the rule, quote, likely exceeds the department's authority and will irreparably harm airlines. The final rule was issued in April. It requires airlines and ticket agents to disclose service fees alongside the airfare. Christopher Cruz, CBS News, Washington.
Amazon has a new plan to reach Americans in remote nooks and crannies of the country. In a challenge to the Postal Service, the Wall Street Journal says the company is fine-tuning operations to expand 1 to 2 day deliveries to customers in smaller towns. S&P futures are up 9. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles with a quick news update. Microsoft has bought another 200 acres of land in Racine County. They now have over 1,200 acres of property. It's all to support their $3.3 billion data center project. A training session involving law enforcement and rescue teams is taking place at a Kenosha middle school today. The drill will run through this afternoon near Bullen Middle. The District 18 seat in Racine County will remain unfilled through the end of the year. It follows Thomas Roanhouse's appointment as interim county executive. Roanhouse says he won't run in the county executive race in the upcoming December 19th special election. And early in-person absentee voting for the August 13th partisan primary is underway. There are different options for voters in both Racine and Kenosha. You can find out more at myvote.wi.gov. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers make a trade. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. Trade deadline coming up tonight, and the Brewers sending outfielder Joey Weimer and pitcher Jacob Junis to the Reds for right-hander Frankie Montas. 9 years in the big leagues, 19 starts this year for Cincinnati, an ERA that started out at 3.56 but has risen into the fives. Meanwhile, just as the crew gets back Devin Williams as the closer, Trevor McGill goes on the 15-day IR. Manager Pat Murphy.
Breaking news, Trevor McGill on the IL. Lower back. He's been dealing with it for about 5 days. He'll get an MRI this afternoon. That's the way the cookie crumbles, man.
Brewers last night with a nice 8-3 win at home over the Braves. Home runs by Hoskins, Adamas, Churio. NFL Packers back on the practice field today in Green Bay. The Badgers football team begins training camp for the next 2 weeks at UW Platteville.
Well, I think it's first and foremost, it's about getting away. To really get them to, you know, get to know each other and a lot of things even a little deeper.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
We have a chance of scattered thunderstorms tonight, tomorrow, tomorrow night into Thursday. Other than that, plenty of sunshine, warm and very humid. Our high today, 86, tomorrow, 85 with a heat index over 90 both days. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
WRJN. It's the little old lady from Pasadena.
Right here at WRJ, and good morning. I'm Cindy Huber, and go Granny, go. You know, if you're in Mason City, Iowa, Granny is going like 15 miles and 45, and they need somebody like, you know, to run up to the car, literally, because you can in Mason City, Iowa, and slap it. Granny, you got to hurry up in Iowa. Here's the Guess Who.
These eyes cry every night. The heavens on me, yeah.
Memorial Park to Ives Groves. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. Smile, I know she must be kind.
Just waiting for something to do.
local news and timeless hits right here on WRJN. I'm Cindy Huber. Got a chance of some strong storms later tonight. Otherwise, beautiful, gorgeous day. Except, of course, being that I am a woman who likes to complain. Well, except it's too humid out and my air conditioner in the car doesn't work. But except for that, Mrs. Lincoln, how was the play? 77 degrees right now at Radio Park.
River City Dental Lab in Racine provides high-quality, handcrafted dental appliances by experienced technicians at affordable rates and in less than half the time. A full denture starting at $650. Acrylic partial denture starting at $600. Dental flippers for up to five teeth starting at $550. Reline your dentures for only $250. Night guards for only $250. Or have your dentures repaired starting at $80. By going directly through River City Dental Labs, you could save up to $2,000 on a full denture for the same outstanding quality. No more long waits to get everything back in place. Learn more online at rivercitydentallaboratory.com or call 312-256-6860 for an appointment. River City Dental Lab, providing dentures and more for a fraction of the cost in less than half the time.
Seeking the tastiest pizza in Racine? All roads lead to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. From classic cheese, pepperoni, and sausage pizza to golden fried chicken and signature hot sandwiches and calzones, Ferraro's satisfies every lunch and dinner craving. July's pizza of the month is the buffalo chicken, buffalo sauce, premium chicken, and mozzarella. Also, make sure you ask for ranch on the side. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time.
Honor Black history in baseball at Brewers Negro Leagues tribute game on August 18th, presented by Aurora Healthcare. Celebrate with a community night ticket, and you'll get a Milwaukee Bears hat. Get yours at brewers.com/community nights.
Milwaukee Brewers baseball and Miller Lite.
This history can't be denied. Wisconsin is the home of the hamburger. About 30 minutes west of Green Bay, you'll find the city of Seymour, where in the 1880s, young Charlie Nagreen pushed his food cart to the fair. The 15-year-old planned to sell round balls of beef to visitors, but it didn't quite catch on. Can you guess the surprising reason why? The answer, gummied up. Every summer, the home of the hamburger celebrates its history in a huge way with Burger Fest in Seymour. There's a 200-pound burger on the grill, a bun, run, ketchup slide, and of course, a burger-eating contest. So did you guess why Charlie's first beef recipe didn't work out? Well, as the story goes, visitors to the fair wanted to walk around. Charlie realized he needed to smash his beef ball between two pieces of bread to be able to eat it on the go. Charlie's hamburger, a huge success, making Seymour the home of the hamburger, a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber, 9 till 2, and Kurt Bowman, afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
7 years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits. And the Brewers tonight at 6:35 pregame show. The Box Tops. Local news at Timeless is right here on WRJN. And Milwaukee Brewers tickets. You can listen live tonight because the Braves are in Milwaukee at 6:35. So we'll be airing that live on our radio station, 99.9 Racine, 98.1 Kenosha, and of course, 1400 AM, where I actually listen because over the years of being a radio DJ, my hearing got so bad that now I can listen to AM and go, yeah, I don't notice a difference in the music quality. Yeah, actually, I have said that. Also, you can win Brewer tickets from WRJN. Our Big Deals presenting its first ever summer sweepstakes. You enter daily for your chance to win 2 club-level tickets to see the Brewers taking on the Cleveland Guardians of the Universe. Interleague Showdown on Friday, August 16th. Visit WRJN.com. Click on the Big Deals tab and follow the pop-up instructions to enter. No purchase necessary.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Scientists in Wisconsin are testing a possible new treatment for Parkinson's disease. UW-Madison doctors say brain grafts in monkeys have shown promising results. They say motor skills improved and symptoms of anxiety and depression were reduced. Wisconsin Democrats are calling the latest attempt to amend the state constitution a Republican power grab. Governor Evers says people should vote no on the two questions. They'd require lawmakers' approval when governors move to spend money from Washington. Evers says it would have been bad during the pandemic.
The Republicans took a 300-day vacation during the pandemic, didn't come into session. So what would I have done during that time? Nothing. I could not have responded with the money that was there.
The fall primary is August 13th. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine and Kenosha have different ways of doing the early in-person vote. In-person absentee voting has started for the August 13th partisan primary. In the city of Racine, voters can cast early ballots at City Hall and community centers. Kenosha centralizes its early voting at the municipal building. Voters everywhere need to have a valid photo ID. You can see a ballot, voting locations, and more election info at myvote.wi.gov. A 12-year-old Kenosha boy saved a couple of lives last week near the pier. Police say the kid saved a woman and her 10-year-old son from drowning in Lake Michigan last Wednesday afternoon. The Kenosha News reports that with the help of a 911 dispatcher, the young hero threw a mounted flotation ring to the struggling swimmers, allowing them to reach safety. The incident started when several children jumped from the pier despite the warning signs. In another expansion, Microsoft has bought up another 200 acres of Racine County land. The property in Mount Pleasant was purchased for about $34 million. The company is spending over $3 billion on its data center project here. They now own just over 1,200 acres in the area. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
We have a chance of scattered thunderstorms tonight, tomorrow night into Thursday. Other than that, plenty of sunshine, warm and very humid. Our high today, 86. Tomorrow, 85 with a heat index over 90 both days. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 75.
Today I'm more confused. Yet I look for the light through the pouring rain. You know that's a game that I hate to lose. And I'm feeling the strain. Ain't it a shame? Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll. And to think that I'm wasting time. I don't understand the things I do. The world I
outside looks so unkind. I'm counting on you to carry me through. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. You've given me. I want you to know I believe in your song, in rhythm and rhyme and harmony. You've helped me along, making me strong. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
News and timeless hits. That's right here on WRJN. And every mother's son. I really love this. This is one of those songs I never knew who did this. I just remember the song "Come On Down to My Boat." That's one of the cool things of working on this radio station. All these songs I used to love. Oh, that's who does it. So here you go, every mother's son. WRJN.
She sits on the dock, fishing in the water. She's a fisherman's daughter,
Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down where we can play. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down, we'll sail away. Come with me, But she's tied to the dock and she can't get free. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down where we can play. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down, we'll sail away. Fish all day.
to help yourself. Look around you, all you see are sympathetic eyes. Stroll around the grounds until you feel at home. And here's to you, Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. Bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. Hiding in a hiding place where no one ever goes. Put it in your pantry with your cupcakes. It's a little secret. Just the Robinson's affair. Most of all, you have to hide it from the kids. Coo-coo-ca-choo, this is Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray.
Local news and timelessness right here on WRJN. The Dave Clark Five. Just because.
It's right that I should care about you and try to make you happy when you're blue.
Give me
listen, local news and timeless hits are back in WRJN. Johnny Nash, I can see clearly now. Guys, some sad news, and it actually happened last Friday, but three members of the Gospel Hall of Fame Christian group, the Neylons, recently at the Fireside Theater back in March. I almost went, darn it. But they were in a private plane, and they were going out to the Bill Gaither cruise in Alaska, the Gospel cruise, when their plane went down somewhere over Wyoming, and they were killed, which is just, it is really, believe it or not, a big hit to a Christian Southern Gospel. So it was one of those things that I was thinking about. Private plane, of course. A little problem with the private planes. I particularly, as many gripes as I've had about Southwest with the pick-your-own seats and the pre-boarders, I do know that when I get on the plane, I'm going to get there safely on the other side 99.9% of the time. But I'm thinking private planes, Jim Croce, Leonard Skinner, Patsy Cline, Rick Nelson. I don't know.
Hi, this is Earl Ingram. If you're looking for me this morning, I'm still around. You can find me at all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful talk you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, continue to enjoy your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Revolutionize your office space with B&L Office Furniture, your trusted source for top-notch workspace solutions. Welcome back your productivity with a wide selection of sleek and functional furniture, ergonomic chairs, stationary and height-adjustable desks, workstations, everything to create your ideal workspace. Whether it's new or refurbished, their dedicated, friendly, and experienced staff will ensure you find the perfect pieces to suit your style and budget. Your dream office awaits at B&L Office Furniture on 52nd Street in Kenosha, just east of Green Bay Road.
River City Dental Lab in Racine provides high-quality, handcrafted dental appliances by experienced technicians at affordable rates and in less than half the time. A full denture starting at $650. Acrylic partial denture starting at $600. Dental flippers for up to five teeth starting at $550. Reline your dentures for only $250. Night guards for only $250. Or have your dentures repaired starting at $80. By going directly through River City Dental Labs, you could save up to $2,000 on a full denture for the same outstanding quality. No more long waits to get everything back in place. Learn more online at rivercitydentallaboratory.com or call 312-256-6860 for an appointment. River City Dental Lab, providing dentures and more for a fraction of the cost in less than half the time.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Hi, this is Chris Morrow, General Manager at WRJN. Well, we're getting close to Packer season again, and once again, WRJN will be your home for Green Bay Packer football from the preseason all the way through the playoffs. If you'd like to get your business involved in sponsoring the Packers, we have something that could get you on the air for under $400 per game. If you want to find out more on how you can sponsor Packer games this year, in some cases for under $400, call me, 262-951-8549.
My baby does the hanky panky. My baby does the hanky panky. Walking on down the line. Yeah. You know I saw her for the very first time. A pretty little girl's down the line.
Yeah, you know I saw her for the very first time. A pretty little girl standing all alone. Hey, pretty baby, can I take you home?
I never saw her, never saw her.
Low inside now.
Hey, my baby, does the hanky pain?
Behind the songs, I'm a big fan of Terry Havel's show. He does it every Saturday from 10 to 2. Tells you the stories behind the hits and stars we play every day, every Saturday here on WRJN.